started really slow in that first set, and you know, I think when we're not passing as well as we usually are, then it's harder to run a middle. I mean, that was sort of our strategy with them as well, was to try to serve as aggressively as possible and keep them out of their middles, because really their two big hitters are middles. So, and it goes the same for us. When we're not passing, then it's harder to get the ball to Maria. So, yeah. So I think once our passing came online a little bit, and once we were able to sort of push her the ball a little bit more and she got warmed up, that really helped us a lot. Sadler also had a slower start than usual, but she came on in that fourth set, and that really, I just think that got us rolling a lot more easily there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just Cadell, Sailor, yeah.
Yeah.
But you set her well, right? Especially middle, early.
Especially middle?
You set her.
Yes. Caitlin set a new school record for assists in our last game against D-ranked Calumet, right? So she has really continued to improve. I mean, she started as a libero when she came from JV. She really, this is only her second year ever as a setter, and she ran the ball just beautifully, yeah.
But what about Siler's milestone from the other day? She's not a libero, but she digs like one, eh?
Yes. Well, I've always said about Siler is that what people don't realize, when she rotates into the back row, people are like, that's a relief, Siler's in the back row. But I feel like, okay, now Siler's in the back row. So like what Siler does in the front row, she is of equal value in the back row. She's an incredible server. She's an incredible defensive player. She's an on point. She's like a 2.5 passer, which is like, as close to perfect as you can get for a volleyball player in serve receive passing. So, she's not just a hitter. She's an all-around player.
Yeah, because she had quite a few. And one looked like you were trying to hit away from her a little bit early.
If I was on the other team, I would do everything in my power to keep the ball away from Maria and Siler. They're both incredible defensive players. I mean, you often don't hear about a middle all-around, and Maria and Siler really have traded off in terms of leading in digs, every match this year so far.
And getting ready for districts now, how does that stack up for you? How do you feel your girls, compete? How far can they go?
You know, I think we were a little more roller coaster tonight than we've been lately. But for the most part, I would say, they've been playing really, really well lately. And it's a good time to have them be sort of peaking, right? So I think in terms of their journey this season, they're in the right place, right? So, I mean, TC West, they've won countless districts in the past few years. I don't even really know the numbers, but they're obviously favored. We're going to face them first. We did beat TC Central at a tournament a couple weeks ago, so I feel like that's just, it kind of shows that we're starting to climb the ranks a little bit in our district, in that northern lower sort of area. So we'll see, right? I think we have the skills, but the planets have to align on any given night for any team to beat any team. So, yeah, so I think the girls have done everything they can, and now it's just, hoping that the cards fall in the right direction.